Macros. Now, this is another classic in the how do I hack my eating. The term macro is getting a lot of play in the diet world again. It was off the schneid for about 5 or 6 years, and it's come back. So I want a record of it on my site. Now, you can tell on the podcast version of these things, all the health and nutrition articles are all kind of crammed into one. I want you to be able to find this stuff. So if you're getting bored with me talking about all this nutrition stuff, skip onto something else, come back to it. I just want it to be easier to find if you have to go back sometime. So perhaps you've heard of macros and are interested, or perhaps you're confused, or maybe you're just looking to get more information of what's out there so you can make better decisions. That's exactly what I was just talking about. Well, here's the thing with macros. It's not new. It's basically been around since the very first dieting ever, or changes in diet, like let's say 100 years or so. So why now? Didn't macros kind of die off like a decade ago with all the new stuff when like keto and intermittent fasting and reactive food stuff came around? The short answer is they never went anywhere. Macros are science. It's the definition of your food. Macros stands for macronutrients. Macronutrients are things you use like carbs, fat, protein. Sometimes water will be grouped in there. And that's it. So you already know this stuff. Micronutrients, not macros, but micros are the vitamins and coenzymes and the branched chain amino acids and many of the extras and supplements, etc. They are not part of this topic. We're talking macros, baby. So macros work differently depending on the ratio you organize them in your daily diet. No matter what diet you do, you are jacking with macros. You like keto? Well, that's a high-fat, low diet, Holmes. Keto is macros. They all are. Are you fat? Well, I'm guessing your macro ratio is pretty high fat and high carbs because that's the combination that creates fat. You want to get jacked? Protein. You need more protein. It's this easy. Change your ratio. Change your body or performance or brain chemistry or life or whatever it is you're trying to do. Macros, as the term, is all about nailing your ratios of how much of each category leads you to your results. So you track them. You measure and calculate and plan and dial in your exact levels to get the results you want. Maybe you need more carbs because you work out like a beast and you've been kind of low because you were following a keto plan. Maybe your protein is way lower than it should be and you can't put on the muscle you're working so hard for. Maybe all your carbs come from sugar and you're turning yourself into a type 2 diabetic. So what is it and why does it seem so difficult? Because it's not that hard. It's not. There's an app called MyFitnessPlan for one that makes it so simple it even becomes fun. Well, it's a little fun. All right, it's not fun, but it's doable. So track it, plan it, and change it. Get what you want. Science, energy, proteins, carbohydrates, fats, more energy than your body has room for. Run faster, lift more, impress your friends. Does it work? Yes, of course it works. That being said, damn near every diet plan and programs work. The problem isn't finding a plan that works. The problem is time. Jeff Olson from the greatest book of all time called The Slight Edge explains it best. Time is a missing ingredient. Everything in life is based about the decisions you make each day, and every day is compounded over time. Weeks, months, and years. Doing anything over time gives you incredible results. So yes, macros definitely works over time. Eating better foods over time makes you lose fat. Eating more food combined with increased activity, especially muscles, gets you jacked and tan. Eating precisely to maximize performance works to increase your productivity and your ability. So macros as the plan, yeah, it's a good plan. Every bodybuilder on the planet becomes an absolute expert on manipulating and controlling macros. They have to, because that's the only way to become shredded. Oh, wow, Chad, I mean, you really seem to like this one. So you love this style of eating, you love macros? Not so fast, my friends. Here's my take, and you can love me or hate me for this. It doesn't matter to me. In fact, start a debate in the comment section. I could use the traffic. Me, I don't particularly like the plan macros. And I'll say it in the exact voice and hand gestures as Sam I am up there in the picture. I do not like macros. I would not eat them with a fox. I will not eat them in a box. My problem, it's just so bro. All right, recall that I'm a CrossFitter. I love the whole cornucopia of workouts and experiments and plans that accompanies CrossFit. I love the fast forward evolution. I love the silliness of it all too. The silly socks and crazy patterned shorts and yelling out a scream like I'm at a college football game just to be funny. And most gyms I know, they frown on that type of behavior. In my gym, they giggle like the rest of us. We have fun. And CrossFit has a very distinct lifestyle. Much like other high school style like cliques, such as goth, rockers, and jocks, you can sense and smell a CrossFitter from a mile away. My point is this. CrossFitters stole and 100% adopted macros from bodybuilders as an eating plan of choice about 5 years ago. And well, collectively, as CrossFitters, they got ripped. It's a no-brainer. The eating plan of bodybuilders made CrossFitters look more like bodybuilders. Yep, science. It works. But I wanted to puke every time I heard my fellow CrossFitter buddies talking about their macros and how they hit their mark and they were on point today. And when I had an off workout or slight headache, immediately they'd ask me, hey, where are you at? As in, where are you currently sitting on your macro ratios today? I hated it. Okay, I didn't hate it, but I got really sick of it. Macros is an eye-rolling meh. It's like a birthday gift of socks type of excitement for me. It's just boring, but it works. It's vanilla, but it works. It takes a conscientious effort and you have to pay attention. It should be my dream lifestyle of eating. I constantly harp on my websites about paying better attention to yourself, to make yourself better. It's awareness. Track it, pay attention, experiment. And personally, I do in almost every life category, except food. My problem with macros is I just want someone to do it all for me. Just get it all together and I'll eat whatever you tell me to. It just seems so cyborg and disconnected. And that's just me personally. It's just such a disconnect from food. I want my food to be more than the components of nutrition. I want more than the macros. Heck, that's what this entire website is built to personify. But whatever you're looking into, it has to work for you or it just doesn't work. And that's my deal with it. It just doesn't work for me like it does for some people. The style of work and the style of eating takes a conscientious effort, something we as Americans typically lack the patience for. It might be your absolute best plan, and it is well worth the time and effort to play with it. I will guarantee results. I have played with it. I have the app, and I've tracked my calories of each macro, and I see results. It should be my dream system. It's just not. But now you know what it's all about, so you can make an educated decision. And hey, man, if it fits you, I'll be seeing you in those rock-chiseled abs at a beach sometime soon.